This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live. But tonight you have Aria, Pickles Mountaineer, and Matt in the studio. Been talking about cryptocurrency, but I want to circle back to, well, I mean, we're still going to be talking about cryptocurrency, really, Saturday Night Live. Because I don't watch Saturday Night Live, and I don't think I had since I was in, like, junior high.
Same.
So Saturday Night Live has always been mostly terrible with some moments of extreme hilarity. And it has just gotten so bad. I mean, all comedy has pretty much been destroyed in recent years anyway.
Yeah, because you can't say anything offensive.
Right.
Unless you're Dave Chappelle.
But even he got grilled for it.
I know.
I laughed my ass off through it.
I thought it was great.
Mm-hmm.
I think
because
I think
that it sucks, but it's kind of funny.
I ever the conspiracy theorist here, so, you know, buyer beware. Your miles may vary, but I think...
Tinfoil hat in place.
Totally. I think we are being fed a line that this extremely small vocal minority is a bigger crowd of people than it actually is.
Oh, absolutely.
I think everybody loved Chappelle. I think...
I don't even think that's a conspiracy. I think it's overblown because they're the loudest ones, but I thought that everyone assumed that they were just this loud vocal minority.
Mm-hmm. Well, and... So, I'm a big student of history, and what we are going through right now is almost shot for shot identical to what happened in the USSR, except instead of the ideology of this grand experiment of Marxism, it's this ideology of what we would call wokeness. The whole microaggressions and the social justice warrior stuff, all of that, it's always propped up by the largest companies, which, I mean, let's be honest, in the modern world, these mega corporations are nothing more or less than an extension of government power.
Absolutely.
I mean, they rely on government power in order to keep their markets. They are completely regulated in every way on everything that they do. They're constantly being brought in front of Congress to say, oh, well, you need to justify your behavior here, 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 and here. So... And this idea of what people are supposed to be, it's always being spouted by the mainstream media, by the little checkmark Twitter people, the CIA. Have you seen those?
I have not.
Oh, so one is especially famous yes, I am a woman of color, and CIA such and such. But yeah, no, CIA.
CIA?
Yeah, the CIA.
As a Central Intelligence?
That's the one. They came out with a series of woke-based commercials.
The CIA did?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, they're trying to use them as a recruiting tactic.
For the CIA?
Yes.
The CIA is having a hard time finding people to hire.
Well,
thank goodness for that.
Apparently everyone is right now, anyway.
Okay.
I mean, hard to compete with free. And as better men than I have pointed out, when you are being paid $15 an hour to do nothing, and a job offers you $17 an hour, then you're working for $2 an hour. So it's pretty hard to get someone to actually work for that little amount of money. And
that's true, and I want to point out again all of the leftists out there pointing out, oh, well, your company just isn't paying enough then. You should be able to compete with these unemployment rates. You can't compete with the federal government that can just print money out of thin air. Businesses who pay their employees have to actually earn money.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The federal government doesn't. It could cut you a $600 check every single week, $800, $1,000. It really doesn't matter. It can do it. Your business owner can't.
Yep. Hard to compete with free. But yeah, so one major part of this is that whole mandatory politeness, basically. Like, legally enforced politeness.
And the people who are demanding it are some of the least polite people I've ever seen in my life. Yeah. They're disgusting.
Well, there's nothing polite about it forcing anyone to do anything in the first place.
Right, right. And another leg of this is the response to COVID. Like, it is not polite to not wear a mask. It is not polite to be within 6 feet of someone. It is certainly not polite to question Fauci or to question whether you should wear a mask or be in 6 feet of each other or question the efficacy of these, for lack of a better term, vaccines. I mean, it's just, it's rude.
It is polite to smile at people. It is polite to hug people, to shake their hands, to be friendly with them.
Not anymore.
Yeah, facial gestures are...
I disagree with them.
You must be on the alt-right with your conservative values of what is nice.
Speaking of, you know, since we still have our tinfoil hats on, I found, somebody turned me on to a documentary recently called House of Numbers.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa. Fauci rears his ugly head, and this is way before, this is from way before any of this stuff started happening.
House of Numbers?
House of Numbers. I don't even know. I think I just want to bait that hook and let people go find it. I've only found it one place on the internet in full length. Wow. What an eye-opener. I think it's from 2011 or something. Wow.
Can you describe it in
It has to do with the HIV pandemic, and it turns out... Turns out that Tony Fauci was the core centerpiece controller of all of that. And it was like an $80 billion slush fund that he was working with, and he got ridiculously wealthy on the AIDS pandemic. So,
and people think that his primary role is as a doctor or as an epidemiologist. It, nothing could be further from the truth. He is a primarily political animal.
Yep.
He has some medical credentials, but that is not what his skill set is.
If there ever was a puppet, that's a puppet.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, didn't the CDC recently come out and basically say that you didn't have to wear a mask anymore if you were vaccinated?
Oh, yeah, that one's fun. So the director of the CDC, so she, like, makes this decision at, like, 9 o'clock p.m., like, signs off on it, then at 9, like, 15 or 25, goes on the news to say, no, the science isn't there yet. We've still got to be wearing masks and social distancing. Well, because she wasn't going to announce what she'd already signed off on until Thursday.
You know, I'm very glad that these people no longer hold all the reins to our wealth.
Right.
Thank you. God, we have cryptocurrency.
Oh,
these lying, conniving, violent suckers. Man, I am glad to be free of that on some level. If you don't have any cryptocurrency, please get a little bit of cryptocurrency. You know, it's like you got your gold, you got your silver, you got your ammo, you know, your brass and your lead and your copper. And also, spread that, you know,
you
diversify a little bit, get a little bit of cryptocurrency. I'm not telling you to go buy $10,000 worth of cryptocurrency. I'm definitely telling you to go buy, you know, $50 worth of Bitcoin. It wouldn't kill you.
It can't hurt.
Couldn't hurt.
That's not financial advice.
So it couldn't hurt, and it might make you a billionaire.
Right.
Like, that's our margin here. Like, oh, your risk, $50. Your reward, well, I might become one of the most wealthy and powerful people on Earth.
Correct.
Like,
I don't know if buying $50 worth of Bitcoin at this time could really have that effect.
Oh, I absolutely think it will.
Really?
Oh, yeah. So
This is still the very early days.
Mm-hmm.
You still got people like my mom saying, what's the Doge thing? You know, I remember you telling me about Bitcoin like 10 years ago. Should we have bought some? And I'm like, you know, what? The answer is yes, it's still time. It's still time to get into cryptocurrency. These are still the really, really, really early days.
I agree that the ship hasn't sailed, but, you know, $50 becoming $1 billion would require the value of
Bitcoin. Probably.
Yeah.
But there are, like,
I will absolutely defend the idea that $50 transferred into Bitcoin today might very well be worth $1 billion. And moreover,
after hyperinflation.
Exactly my point. Exactly my point. And moreover, there may very well be a day where you no longer gauge it in U.S. dollars.
Hopefully.
That's the goal here.
That's really what we're gunning for here.
We receive a lot of criticism for talking about the value of Bitcoin and USD, but what people have to understand is we're just dealing with units of measurement here, and
right.
USD is the unit of measurement we're most familiar with.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Most people understand it.
It's like criticizing someone for using inches or centimeters or feet or whatever. It's like that's the unit of measurement I understand, so that's how I currently relate everything to.
Mm-hmm.
Our goal is for Bitcoin to be that unit of measurement for people.
We can measure Bitcoin in Satoshis.
Yes. This car is worth 2,000 Satoshis.
Great.
That's what we want to see.
Absolutely.
What are your thoughts? 603-283-6160. Maybe you like having banks tell you what you can and can't do with your money, or having governments tell you what you can and can't do with your money. Maybe you're with us. Let us know. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever you want.
strangely, so few calls tonight. I mean, no calls tonight. I guess they're just enthralled by the conversation. I kind of am, too, because we've been sitting here for almost half the show, and none of us have even thought about looking at show prep.
I know.
But to be fair, I did think about looking at the article that talks about Binance being investigated. But it's because we were talking about it.
Right. I mean, there's always something useful to say about cryptocurrency. I mean, especially now with what's mm-hmm. going on here in New Hampshire. I mean, for those who have somehow missed it, virtually half of the, well, it's not half, a lot, a fair number, too many, three of the Free Talk Live hosts are currently facing federal charges related to cryptocurrency. You can find out more about that at thecrypto6.com. But they're still holding Ian. Hopefully, I believe he has a hearing Thursday. Hopefully they'll get all of the terms and conditions of his bail worked out and he'll be free after that. I don't know how long it will take. I don't know how long it will take for him to go from, yes, set this man free to actually being free. I know with me, they made me wait there like an additional 5 hours. Mm. And of course, that's nothing compared to how long Ian has been in there.
Right.
But for him, they may make him wait 5 more days. You know, it's
weeks, months, years. They are slow and on purpose and deliberate, and they're dirty people.
They are. I mean, it was saddening to hear the magistrate say that he was going to, or she, I don't recall, get back with a quick decision, and then almost an entire week passed.
Yeah.
And then the decision was no.
Yeah, I'm wondering, and it was so promising, too. And I'm thinking that there may be some outside, I wonder if there's anybody pressuring these judges. I wonder if the judges are catching threats over this. This is a big deal.
The magistrates or the judges, because the judge seemed to be a lot fairer and a lot, I mean, the judge was the one who said, I am prepared to order Ian Freeman's release.
Mm. Yeah.
So the judge seems to be reasonable, and that's shocking.
Wait, so now, was that Stone that had said that?
John Stone? No, John Stone was the magistrate. I don't recall the actual judge's name.
All right.
But magistrates serve 10-year sentences or something like that, and they're trying to become judges, whereas judges are appointed and they serve for life or something. I'm not sure of the exact specifics. My attorney explained it to me, but it was all very complicated.
If you knew how it worked, it wouldn't be scary. If you knew how their system worked, they couldn't terrify you with the prospect of going into court and thus make you do everything that they want you to do.
Oh, I'm not scared of going into court. I've got a great attorney behind me. Let me rephrase that. I've got a great attorney in front of me.
Mm.
Because I think that's important right now. You know, there are times when, yeah, sure, if I had a traffic ticket, I would go be my own attorney, whatever. I don't care. It's a traffic ticket. What's the worst that can happen?
Right.
But that's not what this is. And the legal advice that I'm getting from a lot of libertarians is very frustrating because they're coming at this from that point of view, like, oh, I successfully beat this parking ticket, so you should try this sovereign citizen defense system.
Oh, my
like
God.
That. It's like, dude,
yeah, no.
I love you and I appreciate it, but I am not going into a federal court and asking them to present to me Mr. or Mrs. United States of America.
No, that's one more reason to hate the government peoples, because a lot of times they seem to think that we're sovereign citizens, and that's like such a slap in the face.
But the sovereign citizens are right on this particular point. There is no United States government. That's just the God of their religion. Point me to your actual God. The judge in his robe standing up in their with their pews and the
Definitely a preacher and congregation kind of vibe there.
And then you have the prosecutors. One of the things I'm always correcting my attorney about is that he refers to the prosecutors as the government and refers to the court as the court. And I'm just constantly reminding him the court is the government.
Literally no difference at all.
Yeah, we can't lose sight of that because that's critical to everything that I've ever said or done. The court is the state. The prosecutors are the state. They are on the same team here.
Yep, right.
And technically, because, you know, you have to be registered with the New Hampshire Bar Association, you are on their team, too.
Yep.
I mean, we're basically...
You mean your representative is on their team?
Yes.
Yeah.
They're all officers of the court.
We're basically Muslims being tried during the Crusades by a Christian tribunal.
Basically.
And how can they possibly give us a fair trial?
And
when the entire point of this trial, the entire argument here is that we committed heresy against their religion.
Mm-hmm.
And they are believers, by the way.
They are.
When I was handcuffed to that chair in this kitchen, and they were interrogating, the look in their eyes was the same, like, glare that you would expect from somebody who was trying to convert you into their. But they weren't trying to convert. They saw me as a threat to their religion. Yep. You tried to burn our church is kind of like the look in their face, you know, and the
well, metaphorically, sure, I want to burn their church down.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to do that by converting people from believers in their religion to believers in freedom and liberty and love.
And that's been done. I mean, the love is going to take some time, but the liberty is most important, and we can get there.
And that's crucially important, because there is this incredible connection between money systems and belief systems. I mean, for example, if you look at all the old coins, they would have one of two things on them. They would either have a deity or the emperor,
right,
which was considered a deity. So, I mean, their entire system is a religion, and you are refusing to offer abeyance to their religion.
I'm not a believer in their religion. I recognize it for what it is. It's a violent group of thugs who use this religious system in order to oppress people.
Yeah, I stand back at it just like any other religion, and I say, I can't believe anybody believes in this crap.
Yeah. And that's the revolutionary thing about cryptocurrency, is that for the first time we have an opportunity to do anything else.
Yes, opt out of their financial system.
And unlike any technology that I can think of, by its nature, it empowers decentralization. Because I've spoken on this program many times about power is dangerous. It is like radiation. And if something is radioactive, like, you can't get rid of it. The only thing you can do is spread it as widely as possible. And every other system that we've ever had collects power into one place. And I can't think of another technology that decentralizes power in anything comparable to the way that cryptocurrency does. And the more decentralized the power gets, the more powerful cryptocurrency becomes. And that is, it's an incredible threat to their belief system.
Yeah, you know, we all started this. We knew, like, that was we liked it for that reason. What I didn't see coming is, like, how I would ever just come to just genuinely like it as a tool.
Right.
It's really handy, and it's fast, and it's simple, and it's slick, you know, and it's always there, but it's not there at the same time. I don't really need to worry about my phone getting stolen and having my wallet disappear forever. I can just, you know, throw my keys at the account, and there it goes. There's my crypto again.
Yeah.
It's just returned up. Nobody could get their hands on it. It's secure.
Yeah.
It's just, there's so much good to say about it that you don't even have to start talking about how it's going to demolish the power structure and replace it with nothing.
Yeah.
But it does all of these things and so much more. I mean, it is the most useful tool we've ever had to actually secure freedom in our life.
For reals.
Without a doubt.
603-283-6160 if you want to weigh in on the subject of cryptocurrency or the state religion.
Or anything else.
603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden was in Michigan touring a Ford electric vehicle facility. The president also got to test drive one of the new Ford electric trucks. Before taking that test drive, the president had this exchange with a member of the media.
Mr. President, can I ask you a quick question on Israel before you drive?
No, you can't. Not unless you get in front of the car as I step on it. I'm on the teaser.
Republicans on Capitol Hill wondering how the media would react if former President Trump would have made those same comments, even in jest. Florida Senator Marco Rubio says United States is getting rolled by China and we need to wake up and figure out our priorities.
While China is pursuing economic and technological dominance, we find ourselves here busy canceling people and demanding the use of the right pronouns to describe people or claiming that requiring a photo ID to vote is the return of a Jim Crow era.
USA Radio News. President Biden is promoting the development of electric vehicles in the United States. Biden visiting a Ford electric vehicle facility in Michigan and noting that China has surpassed the United States in research and development. Tensions remain high in the Middle East.
The Israeli military hit Gaza with airstrikes on Monday, saying it was targeting the homes and infrastructure of Hamas. About 3,200 rockets have been fired from Gaza civilian areas at Israeli civilian areas since last Monday, though the Israeli military said many either had fallen short or been intercepted by the Iron Dome aerial defense system. Egypt and Qatar's efforts to broker a truce have stalled over two main points: Israel's insistence that Hamas must initiate the ceasefire, and then Hamas' insistence that any ceasefire must include the ending of Israel's provocations at a mosque in Jerusalem and a resolution of the Sheikh Jarrah eviction threat. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with. And then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces. It's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in and talk about whatever you want, or you can just carry on with the subject of cryptocurrency, blockchain, Bitcoin, Monero, all of the useful tools that we have to secure our freedom and to decentralize our lives. I mean, and it's not just in regard to finances that things can be decentralized. There's also library, which is currently probably not coincidentally being targeted by the SEC, that's the Security and Exchanges Commission. But it's a video sharing platform, very similar to YouTube. I think they even have a streaming service now.
So I tried to use Library and just kind of mixed effects, couldn't get videos to load, that sort of thing, back in the day. But I know Odyssey goes, that's O-D-Y-S-E-E.
That's their streaming version of
and I've gone to the Odyssey site. They don't have an app that, as far as I'm aware, but I've had no problems with it, and I know that they operate off of the back of Library, and it's just great that you have this option where you can have all of your videos in a place that is never going to get taken down, is never going to get censored.
And well, it could technically be taken down. As I understand it, the way Library works is it puts a pointer on the blockchain about where the video can be found, and after that, BitTorrent sort of supports the network where they they download your video, and then they become seeders of it, and other people download it from them, and they become seeders of it, so you build this huge network. In theory, they could all delete your content, and then it would be gone if you deleted yours as well. But that's not very likely, and, you know, it's not perfect, but it's better than having YouTube be able to say, oh, we don't like what you said here, so we're banning you. A week later, oh, we don't like that either. Two-week strike.
Have you spent a decade building up a fan base and a library of material, and it's gone?
That's why we're not streaming to the Free Talk Live YouTube channel right now. The channel currently has two strikes.
Spread.
We're using my YouTube account instead, because if Free Talk Live gets another ban, permanent deletion if they get another strike. And it's just not worth it to lose, 10 years of content? When we can just write out the 2-month ban or whatever it is.
They can also go back and do retroactive strikes as well. They might find something that they don't like from the past and call that evil.
Facebook is really big about doing that, to me especially.
Yes.
My most recent ban from Facebook was something I posted in 2018. No context. I just think someone I frustrated went through to find something I posted that was offensive.
I wonder if that's what happens or if it's an actual algorithm thing. Do you think there's an actual person who gets angry? Who's going back to your Facebook for years? And if that was the case, then why wouldn't the FBI dirtballs who are crawling all over your life go back and look themselves and just report stuff? They went through the studio just yanking random cords out of the back of equipment. Why wouldn't they do that too?
I'm sure they have, and for years, for at least 4 years now, everything that I posted to Facebook has been public for exactly that reason. Other people are like, oh, I'm not adding you. You're probably an FBI agent. Well, it's not an issue to me if you're an FBI agent. My profile's public.
Right.
I've got nothing to hide from them. I'm not sitting here planning sedition or anything like that on Facebook. I don't know what other people are talking about on Facebook that they're worried about the FBI seeing. But if I'm worried about the FBI seeing something, I'm just not going to post it to Facebook.
And
you can't trust your friends, even those in the Liberty community. You don't know who's a Fed.
Right. If you did, you'd have one fewer problem, that's for sure. And, I mean, okay, you're not letting someone on because you think they might be an FBI agent. Do you think that the FBI will not be able to access this information if they want to?
Another fair point. With these FISA courts and all of these other, underhanded ways of them, or just outright hacking it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so that's three times that we've mentioned things where they don't follow their own rules. I mean, they've gotten in trouble for not following their rules on the FISA courts. The court I have seen defy its own rules so many times, which, by the way, is why the whole sovereign citizen thing is kind of nonsense. Even if there was this, weird little workaround rule, they don't follow it. And YouTube certainly doesn't follow their rules about community guidelines. So, I mean,
they certainly don't, but we got caught up in the conversation again, and I almost forgot. We do actually have a caller. We got Bill calling from California. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, how you guys doing there?
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Okay, I want to bring up something about cryptocurrencies that kind of keeps me from wanting to get involved in them. I like the idea of cryptocurrencies. I think it's a tremendous as far as decentralized worldwide currencies. There's only a problem with them, okay? They've been kind of co-opted by financial markets and used as speculative instruments, meaning that, let's just say, why would I want to buy a Bitcoin right now for about $43,000, not knowing whether or not it'll be worth $9,000 in a few months?
Well, that's why I say, don't buy a $45,000 Bitcoin. Go ahead and get yourself $50 worth of Bitcoin.
Yeah, you don't have to buy a whole Bitcoin.
You just buy a little bit.
Yeah, unlike
I'm aware of that, but I don't care. I mean, I'm not going to, even if I spend $10 on something, I don't want my $10 to be only, get back, $2 for it, okay?
Well, let me ask you this. A year ago, or a year-ish ago, you could have bought $50 worth of Bitcoin. And it would now be worth about $350 to $400.
Right, and I could have chosen the correct lottery numbers last Saturday and been a millionaire. No, you don't know okay?
No, you couldn't have.
Bitcoin has had a pretty clear trajectory since its foundation of heading upward in value.
Yeah,
it goes up and down. But
and I want you to step in the Wayback Machine with me here and take you back to 1912, and you can buy $100 worth of dollars. And those dollars will be worth, in today's money, about 30 cents. So the U.S. currency that you depend on every single day is in absolute free fall and has been for 108 years.
And it's worse through the last year. 20% of the total U.S. money supply since the foundation of the United States was printed last year.
Yeah. So you want to talk about a degrading instrument. It's already in your pocket. It's time to take some of that. That's my argument. Take some of that. And I would personally want to be escaping that.
You're right. The USD is
I work
guaranteed.
Hard for my money, and I want it to. I want my buying power to remain.
The USD is guaranteed to lose value over the next 50 years. It's been, I mean, that's a given.
And 50 days, probably.
And if you look at everything the government does, they do more and more and more and more of it. If you look at the executive orders that the president passes, every president passes more executive orders than the one before them. The same is true of printing money for whatever they want to do. They always spend more than they used to spend. So they're going to keep spending more than they used to spend, and it's almost a necessity in order to get elected that you keep doing that. So you have something that not only are you certain, beyond a shadow of a doubt, will reduce in value, and will reduce in value more than, like, the bonds you can get with it, but it will reduce in value at an accelerating rate.
Bill, thank you tonight for the call. Lots of interesting fodder in what you just said. I mean, that's by design. Laws don't expire, right? So every new law written just compounds the number of laws there is. You add that up over 200 years, and it's no wonder that we have a tax code that's 40,000-something pages and beyond the comprehension of any human being, but they somehow still magically enforce it and know what it says. Or just the fact that the average American commits, what, 5 felonies per day or something like that? Because laws don't expire, and they're constantly making new laws, new regulations, and not repealing old ones.
Yeah, and if you look at what Bitcoin has done, so it was worth about 600 for a really, really long time, and then it was worth about $4,000 at its trough after that, and now it's worth way more than that.
Yeah, significantly more than that. I don't know the exact numbers because I can't just watch them like I used to. I miss that about my day, you know. 2 months and 2 days ago, every day I'd wake up and I'd look to see what Bitcoin was at just because I had a vested interest in it. And now I can't do that.
So I would rather risk being a millionaire than to hold on to something that I know will make me poorer.
Excellent point, and I can't disagree. Bitcoin could go up, it could go down, sure, but the USD will absolutely go down in value. 603-283-6160. This is Free Talk Live.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 603-283-6160. You can call in, take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever is on your mind, because that's what we do here on Free Talk Live. We empower you to share your opinions across some 200-ish radio stations across the United States, plus online broadcasts over satellite to sub-Saharan Africa and parts of Asia. If you value all of that, you might consider joining the AMP program. You can find out more about it at amp.freetalklive.com. Brian Brantley has joined the AMP program because he values that concept. He values the ideas of liberty reaching parts of the world where they otherwise aren't heard, including here in the United States, where these ideas just don't seem to be gaining much traction, despite how common sense they are and how good they sound. Because libertarians are terrible salespeople in general. But, Brian, thank you so much for your contributions. It only takes $5 per month to join the AMP program. You get a number of cool little features like an AMP-only Facebook group, an AMP-only call-in line, and an AMP-only room on the Matrix server that someone put together that the LRN server itself isn't even on anymore because I'm not legally allowed to put it back on there, and I'm the only one other than Ian who would even know how to do that. But, hey, if you want to talk to listeners of the show and not the people, I think some of the show hosts are still on. You can find it at matrix.freetalklive.com. But more importantly, we hope you like the show. Check it out, amp.freetalklive.com. $5 per month is all we ask. You might consider joining. Anyway, let's go to the phones. We've got Andrew calling from Tennessee. He wants to talk about Peakless Mountaineers principles. That's why I almost said that. Andrew, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I'm a lifetime liberty lover. Never swayed from it. And, I feel sorry for the people that have to stray their, principles and morals just to fit in with people.
I've seen a lot of that, especially over the last year, in response to the pandemic. The libertarians who lean left, I don't think they even qualify as libertarians anymore. They're like, clearly liberty won't ever work.
A lot of them have gotten swept up in what we were talking earlier about with the wokeism and the whole mask mandate and everything.
I literally saw a year ago how people literally went from one week to another, and it happened end of February, early March, maybe like, you know, maybe late March, but people just changed. And all of a sudden, all the people that you were on the fence about, you're like, well, that's why I didn't really like you in the first place. Now I can see you. And I like Peakless. I think he's got a good idea of principles. I don't know where he stands on things, but I appreciate his logic and I guess. Well, I don't know. I like your logical approach to principles.
Did you have a question for him, or just the compliment?
I guess maybe the question would be, where do you clarify your principles, or how do you come up with, you know, like logic and principles colliding and being like, you know, coinciding, I guess.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
sorry.
That's a really good question. Well, no, that's a really good question is, like, what is the intersection of logic and principles? Because there are lots of people who are really solid on whichever set of principles they are, but aren't really great on logic. And there's lots of people that don't really have a set of principles, or at least don't know what their principles are, but they're really, really set on the logic. So a big part of it for me is, so principles, they tend to be centered around a sense of morality. And to me, morality is what works over the long term. Because figuring out what works over the short term is very, very easy for people to do. Like, I want candy bar, I take candy bar. Very simple to figure out, okay, well, if I hadn't taken the candy bar, I wouldn't have the candy bar now. Okay, short term, very easy to figure out. But you find out that, okay, over the long term, well, if everyone just takes the things that they want, and we don't have this idea of, like, no, that's your candy bar, I have to buy it from you, or get you to give it to me. If we don't do that over the long term, then we end up so much poorer. So while we haven't really had a chance before recently to like really sit down and think and figure this out, because we were struggling to survive for the vast majority of human existence, now we actually have kind of a moment to like sit down and go, okay, here are some guidelines that have allowed cultures to exist throughout time. Like, okay, pretty much everyone has a thing about no murder. And no rape, no theft, and no arson. Like, why are these the things that allow cultures to continue to exist?
Well, because a culture that allows those things is self-destructive.
Right, right. And I think that that's really the important thing, is to realize what these moral systems that were set out by just sort of visionaries at some point and were followed by cultures, what they are approximating is behaviors that are useful over a long period of time, in contrast to behaviors that are useful over a medium or a short period of time. So then you can go, all right.
That's the issue with the world today, is that humans are increasingly short-sighted. They want it now. They don't care what the long-term consequences could be, such as the COVID-19 vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it's going to have negative consequences in the long term. I'm just saying we don't know. We see candy bar, we want candy bar, we take candy bar. Damn the consequences. And that's reckless. We did the same thing with putting hormones into food, with putting antibiotics into food, into having doctors overprescribe antibiotics, into having carcinogens being pumped into the atmosphere by vehicles every single day. We undertook all of these things because monkey see, monkey want, monkey get.
Well, but that isn't what happened at all. I mean, like, if you look at, okay, so my favorite example is eBay. So the first iteration of eBay, you didn't have a rating system. You had nothing you could do if someone screws you over on a purchase by sending a bad check, or if someone screws you over on a sale by sending you junk when it wasn't what they advertised. There was nothing you could do. So, you know, obviously they thought, well, this isn't going to work. So a bunch of people went, aha, I will move in, and I will offer this service. You send me the check, I'll make sure it doesn't bounce. You send me the stuff, I'll make sure that it's not crap. And then I'll send them off to each of you for a fraction of whatever the sale is. And they went out of business completely.
That's essentially what eBay did. Well, but eBay didn't go out of business. They were the company that said,
no,
hey.
No. There were people that offered their services for verification.
Service.
Yes, an escrow service to verify the check and the stuff.
What was that called? Now that you're talking about that, I remember that. Yeah, it's gone now, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it didn't last long at all because the standard transaction was honest. And
there's a feedback system.
Yeah, and you wouldn't think that. You wouldn't expect that from people because you live, I don't know where, somewhere across the country. I will never interact with you. Why should I send you actual goods or actual money? But it was just ingrained into our perspective of reality and in our culture that's just not what you do. I mean,
I agree entirely. People are generally honest. Mm-hmm. People are generally nice, generally pleasant to be around.
Yeah, bad people are kind of an outlier, and they all work for the government.
Or they want to.
Well, the smart
ones,
they
want to control what the government does
right.
to us.
Correct.
Yeah, all of the smart, evil people work for the government. But that's the thing. The reason that this showed up is because we had this culture that was based on these moral precepts. And my favorite one being the idea, and it, as far as I can tell, it's exclusive to Buddhism and Christianity. And it's, we have the same rule set for whether you're in my tribe or out of my tribe. There is no difference in the set of rules that I treat you with, no matter what. And that is a powerful idea. And that's what enabled us to have this kind of trade. And, I mean, it's beautiful because now we actually figured out how to hard code that into a set of software, which is what cryptocurrency allows, is there's trust of people you don't trust. So it really reinforces this idea that you treat people by the same set of rules.
But I think you may have misinterpreted my monkey see, monkey want, monkey take thing. That was more about humanity as a whole and not trying to allege that most people are thieves or anything like that, but monkey see a vaccine, monkey want the vaccine, monkey take the vaccine, without any regard to the long-term consequences of it.
Yeah, we live in an Amazon Prime reality where everything is on our doorstep within 2 days, and we want it on our doorstep in 2 days.
Or
and
less.
If we see, you know, some Yahoo on the TV box says, get the jab, we're like, I want the jab.
Well, and that's why we needed systems of morals to
Why can't my infant have it now?
That.
What are your thoughts? Maybe you think we're way off base here. Maybe you think that, you know, rather than getting our morals from what is good in the long term, we should be getting them from a religion. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.